Celine Dion's triumphant comeback. Commentary. Despite criticism of the Paris Olympics opening ceremony, the event ended with a triumphant performance of hope, courage, and strength. Accompanied by a pianist, Celine Dion returned to the international stage to perform live for the first time since March 2020. From the balcony of the Eiffel Tower, clad in a stunning Dior haute couture gown that took more than 1,000 hours to make, Dion sang Edith Piaf's hymn Ailes Amour to an awestruck crowd of more than 300,000 people. The song, composed by Edith Piaf about the love of her life, boxer Marcel Cerdan, is France's most famous love song. In the ceremony we have a love anthem and that's hymn Ailes Amour. We all wanted to finish the show with this song and our first idea was very simple and clear. We wanted to ask the best singer to sing love and this is Celine Dion, artistic director Thomas Jolly said to Reuters. The crowd could feel the emotion permeating through Celine's voice as she sang a love song to the world while doing what she loves, singing. Celine's stunning performance during the opening ceremony was her first live performance since revealing her stiff person syndrome diagnosis in 2022. The rare and incurable autoimmune neurological disorder affects 1 in 1 million people according to the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. The condition causes severe and painful muscle spasms as well as muscle stiffness that can be triggered by a variety of factors such as cold temperatures and sudden movements. For Celine, her diagnosis impacted her ability to sing. Unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life, sometimes causing difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to, Celine said in a video revealing her diagnosis. All I know is singing, she said emotionally. It's what I've done all my life and it's what I love to do the most. Celine's diagnosis has forced her to cancel shows and postpone a residency at Resorts World Las Vegas in recent years, but she revealed in her documentary, I Am Celine Dion, that she has been dealing with the condition for nearly 2 decades. The film, which has set a record as Amazon Prime's most popular documentary, depicts Celine's daily struggles with stiff person syndrome. The real, raw, and authentic footage captured on the screen highlights her unending love for her family, the gratitude she has for her fans, and her daily fight to be able to sing again. This film was born out of extraordinary trust, director Irene Taylor said. Celine let me in at a time when most would push away. The documentary includes scenes of Celine working with sports medicine therapists, battling through medical emergencies, and struggling to sing in a recording studio. I'm working hard every day, but I have to admit, it's been a struggle. I miss it so much, Celine said tearfully. Released on June 25, the documentary emphasized Celine's uncertainty about her voice and whether she could sing again. But the film concluded on a hopeful note. If I can't run, I'll walk. If I can't walk, I'll crawl. I won't stop, Celine declared. With her family and loved ones by her side and fans around the world cheering her on, Celine's persistence, determination, and strength paid off. 1 month after the documentary's release, Celine and all those who love and admire her saw her turn hope and hard work into transformation and triumph. Celine Dion's incredible bravery in overcoming health challenges and delivering a stunning performance during the Paris Olympics opening ceremony was an inspiring testament to her courage, resilience, and irreplicable talent. From Gingrich360.com